السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Request the brothers, inshallah, in the back to come closer, inshallah. It was the sunnah of Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم that they would sit close to one another to the extent that if a cloth had to be placed over them, there did not be any sinking in the cloth. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع على الأرض فطيب بها نفسه وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله my dear respected brothers and elders. The bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us are innumerable. When it comes to the physical bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within ourselves, externally as well, one cannot put a figure to that. But even more than that is the spiritual bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. That not only has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from amongst the reciters of La ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst the reciters of Muhammadur Rasulullah. And with this comes various bounties, spiritual bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us various opportunities to fulfill the objective of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And that is to attain Jannah. Ala inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. We should remind ourselves time and again that we are unlike the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we, those creations have been created to serve insan, to serve human being. Ala inna dunya khuliqat lakum. The entire dunya, with the exception of jinn and insan, has been created for the usage of mankind. Wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. Our maqsad, our objective is the life of the hereafter. And with regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities time and again to make a better akhirah, to make a better hereafter for ourselves. Auspicious days that are given to us, whilst it may be a time of happiness, a time of enjoyment. But unlike the other religions, where their days of auspiciousness, their days of celebration, their so-called holy days are anything but holy. In fact, if it is analyzed, their days, during their auspicious days, every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is broken. Beginning from what they consume, from the way they interact, from the way they dress, every single commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is broken. And we as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that a day of celebration is not just merely a day of rejoicement, but it is a day of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beginning with the night preceding the day of auspiciousness. Laylatul Jaiza, as it is known, a night in which we gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then on the day itself as well, it begins with coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have the day of Nahar, the day of Eidul Adha, as it is known, or Bakri Eid as we call it. That the most auspicious thing a person, or the most virtuous thing a person can do on this day, ma amil ibn adam min amalin yawman nahri ahabba ila allahi min ihraqid dam, You can ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can make dua, wake up early for tahajjud. But the most beloved thing that you can do on this day is to shed blood, to sacrifice an animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِقُرُونِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا وَأَضْلَافِهَا وَإِنَّ الدَّمَ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِمَكَانٍ قَبْلَ أَن يَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding us that whilst this is a physical action that we are doing, the spirituality of it is such that before the action is completed already, the reward of salah we get when we make salam. Then the reward will come in that your salah has completed. The reward of fasting comes when you break your fast, that you know your fast is completed. But when it comes to the act of qurbani, قَبْلَ أَن يَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, the blood is still falling, already it is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will come on the day of Qiyamah with whatever wool, whatever bones, whatever hooves, etc. on the animal. It will come and it will be presented on the day of Qiyamah and it will be weighty on our scale. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereby encourages us, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَ. For different people, it will be burdensome in different ways. For most, it will be the financial difficulty that will come behind slaughtering an animal. Person is living paycheck to paycheck, barely making ends meet every month. But he has to take out some of his finances for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it with a happy heart. Do not do it grudgingly. For some, it is merely placing that knife on that animal. Person does not have the physical capability or the emotional stability to handle such an act. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us, طِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَ. This is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an act of ibadah. It is an act of worship. Do it happily. Whatever may be emotionally or physically holding you back, understand that this is an act which is beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and emphasized by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we are from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been encouraged, it has been emphasized to the point that rahmatul lil alameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being an embodiment of mercy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged unity. Yet when it came to the act of qurbani, مَا وَجَدَ سَعَةً لِأَيْ يُضَحِي فَلَا يَحْضُرْ مُصَلَّانَا. That you have the ability to slaughter. You have the financial capability of slaughtering. But still you do not slaughter, you do not sacrifice an animal. Then do not even come close to our Eidgah. Do not even come close to the musalla on the day of Eid. So this, my dear brothers, we should understand it's an ibadah. The physicality of it is one aspect. But we should keep in mind the spirituality behind it as well. It is a physical act which has a spiritual benefit. Let us consider that as well. And like with every ibadah, there are mannerisms in which we should be carrying these acts out in order for it to be accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to be perfect in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The various masail that go behind purchasing the animal, what type of an animal should be purchased. Unfortunately, we have the two extremes. Sometimes a person will look for the cheapest way out. For a few hundred rands, I can do qurbani abroad. As opposed to a few thousand rands, let me go get the cheap way out and fulfill my qurbani in this mannerism. Whilst the qurbani is accepted, this is contrary to the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَ. Do it happily. And on the other hand, the other extreme comes where a person, for the sake of show, ostentation, you will purchase an animal normally on the market. People who are in the livestock industry, they will not even take a second look at that animal. But the person will purchase this animal for an exorbitant fee, more than double the price of what it is worth, thereby destroying the physicality and the spirituality of such an act. So alhamdulillah, most of us would have already gone through the process of purchasing our animal. But on the day of Eid also, there are some guidelines by which we should conform to, so that we may not taint this ibadah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about this, ma hadhi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah, what is this qurbani, what is the sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, sunnat abikum Ibrahim, this is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. So, few guidelines that we should conform to. Number one is that ensure that the knife is sharpened in advance, that the animal is lying down distressed, and then we are sharpening the knife, getting ready to slaughter that animal, and the animal is going through difficulty, through pareshani. So, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once witnessed one sahabi radiallahu anhu doing this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Do you wish to give the animal two deaths? That one is it's going to lose its life. Before that, you're already killing it off by putting it through such distress, such difficulty. It's not sharpening the knife whilst the animal is lying down. The other is that we should not slaughter one animal in front of the other, thereby distressing the other animals. When the animal is slaughtered, then we should give it some time to rest for life to come out of it completely. The skinners especially, they prefer that whilst the animal is still warm, to skin the animal, because it's easier to do so. So sometimes they do not wait as well for the animal for the life to come out completely from the animal, so the animal can feel the pain of the skin being removed. So to ensure that the life has completely come out of the animal before skinning it. If a person is not physically capable of slaughtering himself, or he's not efficient in slaughtering, he's perhaps a youngster slaughtering for the first time, or he's not very strong, then someone should be there to assist him, guide him. But as far as possible, a person should be encouraged to slaughter his own. If he cannot slaughter, then he should witness his animal being slaughtered. The females as well, they should witness the animals being slaughtered. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged Fatima radiallahu anha to encourage her animal to be physically present when the animal is being slaughtered. But like I mentioned, one is the physicality of the act and the spirituality of the act. That in trying to fulfill one commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will break another commandment. Sometimes the laws of parda and the laws of hijab are broken. When there are many men around, intermingling will take place. If that is the case, then the female should not be present. Then she is excused from being present. And then when we put the animal down, both the slaughterer and the animal should make an effort to be facing Qibla. And when the person takes a knife and he puts it to the neck of the animal, he should recite the dua. And again, we are reminded of the spirituality behind the act. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the act of qurbani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْ يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُمُّهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That is not the flesh, it is not the blood that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is the taqwa, that piety, that consciousness, that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is in your heart that reaches the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in the niyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites at that time, that inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda ala millati Ibrahim hanifa. This addition to the dua reminds us that this inni wajjahtu wajhi lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard, that I turn my attention towards the one who created the heavens and the earth in conformance to the millat, to the creed, to the sunnat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The history of qurbani, the origin of qurbani, where does it originate? that Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to slaughter his son. The most beloved physical thing to Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to slaughter that. We are not being commanded to slaughter our children. We are slaughtering an animal which we have purchased perhaps just a week ago, a few days ago. But the spirituality behind that, that was beloved to Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, which was beloved to Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to slaughter that. There are so many things within our lives that may be beloved to us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to cut it out from our lives. A person may be involved in an illicit relationship. He may be getting some enjoyment out of that commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Slaughter that from your life. A person has a habit of scrolling through social media, getting some enjoyment out of that commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cut that out of your life. Listening to something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from. The physicality of the day of Eid should be carried over to this spirituality, cutting out that haram from our lives. Whilst we are putting that knife on that sacrificial animal, remember there are commandments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the physicality of the act, but the spirituality that comes with it. There will be so many things that are in our lives that we get enjoyment from daily. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, getting that enjoyment from his son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him, slaughter it. Every one of us should imagine, envision our lives, our daily lives, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to cut out from our lives and cut it off. Utilize this day to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it may not be something which is completely haram, but it still hinders us from coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even that too we should remove from our lives. Today being the day of Eid, there will be many acts which technically, when we're using this word technically, already we know we're looking for loopholes to try to find some permissibility within it. Extravagances which take place not only on the day of Eid but out of the day of Eid as well, compromising the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, compromising the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beginning with this day of Eid, let us remove it from our lives and thereafter continue with this. Then we will find that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabin, wa nadaynahu ayya Ibrahim qad saddaqta ar-ru'ya inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubin wa fadaynahu bi dhibhin 'azim. Understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this was the greatest test to you. You have passed that test. We are all going through some tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from us, are we ready to fulfill that commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we ready to sacrifice our carnal desires in lieu of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam submitted, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced what he was supposed to sacrifice with something better, which he actually wanted to sacrifice. Make qurbani, make sacrifice of those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with something better from his unseen treasures. That illicit relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you something which has genuine enjoyment. Listening to something haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the lazzat of Quran. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will substitute it with something which is better for you in this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Because the Eid Salah
takes place once a year. We'll, inshallah, we can straighten ourselves, inshallah. Because the Eid Salah takes place twice a year, just a quick reminder that we'll lift our hands, we'll tie our hands, we'll recite the Thana, inshallah. Then we'll lift our hands and bring it to the ground on the first takbir. Lift it, bring it to the side on the second takbir. Lift it, bring it to the side on the third takbir. On the third takbir, we will tie it. Then the salah will continue as normal, inshallah. The second rakat, we will recite the surah Fatiha. We will recite the tilawat. Then the takbir will take place. We'll lift our hands and rest it to the side. For the first takbir, second takbir, the third takbir, we'll rest it on the side. On the fourth takbir, we will go into ruku, inshallah. Thereafter, the dua will take place. Then the khutbah will take place. Generally, it is our habit. We have this. Generally, when we have the dua, we will get up and we will go. That is normally what we are accustomed to in the various gatherings, etc. But it's just a reminder that the khutbah is just as important. So after the dua, inshallah, we will sit for the khutbah, inshallah. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والبدن جعلناها لكم من شعائر الله لكم فيها خير فاذكروا اسم الله عليها صواف فإذا وجبت جنوبها فكلوا منها وأطعموا القانع والمعتر كذلك سخرناها لكم لعلكم تشكرون لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام وحبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره لنا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال ونعوذ بك من البلاء والوباء يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان خاصة في فلسطين يا رب العالمين اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم عليك باليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما بقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my most merciful Allah, Oh the one who sees everything, Oh the one who knows everything, Oh the one who knows what's in our hearts, what our hearts conceal, what we see, what we assume that we saw, Ya Allah on this day of Eid, Ya Allah, we turn before you, Ya Allah, begging of you, Ya Allah, that you forgive us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you forgive the Hujjaj and those people who the Hujjaj made istighfar for, Ya Allah, you purify these hearts, Ya Allah, of sin, Ya Allah, you purify these hearts of malice, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you purify these hearts of jealousy, Ya Allah, every type of vice, Ya Allah, that is found in these hearts, Ya Allah, you remove it, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let it be, Ya Allah, that we stand up, when we stand up from this day, Ya Allah, from this Eidgah, Ya Allah, that we stand up, Ya Allah, free from the burden of sins, Ya Allah, with a clean heart, Ya Allah, like newborn babies, Ya Allah, this day of Eid, Ya Allah, be it, make it a means of uniting the hearts, Ya Allah, uniting the hearts of fathers and sons, Ya Allah, of siblings, Ya Allah, brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, be uniting the hearts of the Ummah, Ya Allah, the different factions of the Ummah, Ya Allah, to unite them under the banner of the Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, you give us, Ya Allah, you grant us Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the highest stage of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the opportunity to drink from the hands of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Hawz-e Kawthar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, may Allah make us live a life, Ya Allah, that will make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy, Ya Allah. That will make you happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be, Ya Allah, that we meet you on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, in the state that you are happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all a good mawt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all a good mawt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat, Ya Allah, in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us mawt, Ya Allah, in the land of your beloved Huzuri Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, assist the Muslims of the Ummah, Ya Allah. The Muslims of Palestine, Ya Allah. The Muslims of Syria, Ya Allah. The Muslims of China, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever your Ummatis are going through difficulty, through hardship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hasten to their assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. The day of Eid has already passed them, Ya Allah, but they had no food to eat. Ya Allah, you grant them food, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are unclothed, Ya Allah, you grant them clothes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many, Ya Allah, of your Ummatis, Ya Allah. They are going through different types of parishani. Some in war-torn countries, Ya Allah, you grant them peace and safety. And Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are some that are going through drought and famine, Ya Allah. You remove the difficulty, Ya Allah. There are those of us, Ya Allah, in this gathering, Ya Allah, we'll be going through different types of pareshani, Ya Allah, different types of hardship, Ya Allah. Some through some social dilemma, some through some financial dilemma, Ya Allah, some going through some physical hardship, Ya Allah. Some are suffering with their health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever difficulty a person is going through, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, firstly, Ya Allah, use it as a means of gaining closeness to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and free us from all our pareshani. pareshani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and most importantly, free us from the pareshani of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, pareshani of the qabr, Ya Allah. The difficulty of the qabr, Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. The difficulty of akhirat, Ya Allah, of mahshar, Ya Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulty of the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the horrors of qiyamah from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ability to cross the pul sirat, Ya Allah, the bridge of sirat at the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us jannat without reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hisab kitab easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant, give us our hisab kitab on our right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us to task, Ya Allah, for our actions in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on our parents, Ya Allah, like they had mercy on us when we were small, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us that have some family members that are ill, Ya Allah, you grant them kamil, complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our family members, Ya Allah, that have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make the qabr easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save them from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is so much to ask for, Ya Allah. You know better than us what we need, what we desire, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if there's khair for us in this world, Ya Allah, you grant it to us. Ya Allah, otherwise, if it is Allah, through your infinite wisdom, Ya Allah, if there's no khair in it, Ya Allah, grant us something better in the hereafter, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuk, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'adaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuk, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله لازم remain requested to remain seated إن شاء الله the khutbah will commence. Allahu Akbar, 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 La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina, man yahdihillahu fala mudilla ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أيها المسلمون أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ويومكم هذا أيضا يوم ذبح وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع على الأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وجد ساعة لأي ضحي فلا يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله ما هذه الأضاحي قال عليه الصلاة والسلام سنة أبيكم إبراهيم قالوا فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة حسنة قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وذبح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الذبح كبشين أقرنين أملحين فلما وجههما قال إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض على ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. اللهم منك ولك عن محمد وأمته. بسم الله الله أكبر ثم ذبحه. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته صلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطرة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوا غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واهد من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة عامة. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الله أكبر الله الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.